Beloved Bhava, while listening to Shivani's letter today in satsang, at such a deep force, like a scream was coming up in me, like enough is enough. That's what I'm trying to get you in touch with, to stop the wasting of your life, no? Waking up. We cannot do that before you scream, enough is enough. That means no, you can see. I want to stay closer to you and all these beloved friends. I will move to the valley even though it seems crazy in some ways. Money is a question mark. Work is a question mark. I would so love to support you and the Sangha, everything that is happening around you and in Dharma Mountain. These things is always coming up when you come in touch with yourself. Every retreat, many people have these clear insights. Enough is enough. I want to be in the world. And remember, I don't need any support. I'm totally fine. One of the few that is totally fine. I'm just an excuse for you to start supporting yourself. So that you have to see clearly. And if you want to start supporting, taking care of yourself, loving yourself, then come. Please tell me if it is an old dream or an escape. I would like to stop destroying myself, both inside and outside, and support my health. And if it's as true as it feels, may I be able to receive all the support I will need. Love and at your feet, Santoshi. You have to decide if it fits and this is what you want, because maybe it will be more difficult with work, with money and these things. And remember, here is really happening when we have the retreat. That's why I'm not that you should move to some ashram or just leave the society. So if it's easier for where you live, then do that. But if you feel it's easier to come, now is the time, and you love the silence, the nature, to be involved, you have some skills here that you can support the commune with, then of course do it. It's like that. I have had people who have moved here, and then after many years, they move back again wherever they come from, and then they come out to the retreats. When they were here, they didn't have enough money. But that was not you. So these things you have to feel yourself. But my feeling is that you are really ready for a new chapter in your life. So it is another way you're standing up for yourself. I never say if people should stay or if they should leave or whatever. You have to feel, but it's coming from the inside. As soon as you are in touch with yourself, which you are now, then you know the truth. Follow that. And it's always good to take risk. And if it doesn't work, move again. It's like that. Here we have another one who has moved. Let's see how it went with him. It's very difficult to say because here hardly anything is happening. Huh? So if you are longing for that, then it's great. But also remember that many city people, many restless people, busy people, they have come and they have changed. So that is also a possibility. City rats that transforms into mountain foxes. Miracles are happening. But they have to be ready. They can't go against their nature. Mr. Ras. Look, no, I made Ras into a Buddha. What is more miracle than that? Dear Swaha, I just want to thank you for a wonderful retreat where I feel so much more and more part of the whole universe and the now. And I have to thank you for opening my heart where I have found my true self. Thank you for showing me that I need to be true to be me. Thank you for showing me there is something more and loving behind the fear, that I face it at its own condition and I look at this as it is. And thank you for always being with me, independent of how I am and feel, and that it is enough just to be myself. I want to thank you. I'm a little bit afraid because Bolnath might go banana. If I have a compassion for you, Bolnath. So, but what to do? They go on and on. And if there's anybody left to explode, I will get you to explode. That is for sure. So better sooner than later. I want to thank you, as there is nothing in this world that can measure up to the love that you are showing me. And that is all that I need. Thank you 1,000 times, Deswa, for being who you are and letting me be part of it. I love you, Swa, and I always will. Ras. How is it going here, Ras? You are happy in your house, everything?
Yeah.
Ah, it's good. There's nothing to do. You just have to accept. The heart, it has its own ways, no? Beloved Master, you are the door to the ocean of love. Each time in satsang, my heart is melting and I have to cry. Thank you, thank you. In the third satsang, you said, you are the joke. The joke is you. Like a hit with a sand stick, it is hammering into me. In the beginning, I did not understand. I was confused, did not know where your words came from and what they meant. And now, many days later, there is something dawning. Dorje, it takes little time sometimes when we are used to be deaf, dumb and blind. It is natural. But I will go on from that side, from this side, from the back, from above. And slowly, slowly, when there is no resistance, then the seed goes in. And sooner or later it will sprout, no? I always had a pattern of feeling guilty, condemning myself. And now I can see the origin of this pattern. It is an old wound from being born. As a newborn, I felt guilty, did not know where all this aggression towards me came from. And I survived with the pattern of condemning myself and feeling guilty before others condemned me or accused me of being guilty. So the ego condemns my essence. That's what we have been used to. This world, it supports the ego, no? The false supports the ego and condemns the essence. That's why it's so important to get out the past and don't listen to anybody. Find that sacred, secret voice in yourself that you know. Who cares what they say? But an innocent child, he doesn't have that. He will take everything in just like a sponge. That's how this pollution is happening. And many times it sits very deep to get it out again. All that conditioning, all that habit, all that hurt. Not even feeling that you're allowed to be alive. What a cruel joke of the ego towards myself. And that is the jokes you are used to, just ego jokes, hurtful jokes towards you, towards its other. That's not what I'm talking about. It's the joke for the whole ego structure. That's what you have to start laughing of. And when you can do that, that is freedom. Because seriousness itself is the ego. It takes everything serious. It gets very easily hurt. And to laugh about it is the best medicine. It will crumble. Till one day, you become the joke yourself, which is what I was hinting you about. What is better than be your joke yourself? You're always in a state of laughter. That's what the mystics say. Even if they play very serious, some giggling is going on. Because they know nothing is really serious. And what is dawning now is that my essence can smile towards this pattern based on old memories from a past, which is gone forever. It starts dawning a laughter from my essence toward this guilt pattern. That's exactly how it is. Now you change totally. You coming from the truth. Then from the truth you can see everything clearly. If you lost in the false, you cannot see the truth. That's the difference. You lost in the false. You lost in the fog. When you're regaining your sight, your clarity, your essence, then you can see again. Everything falls into place. Thank you so much for transforming this cruel joke into laughter. Yes, my ego is a joke to myself, and my essence jokes with laughter to the ego. Thank you, Master, thank you, Dodje. Go on laughing, Dodje. That will be your meditation now. You don't need anything else. There's been enough seriousness. Only laughter. It's such an easy meditation. When you come back to yourself, you see it's all just been a joke. The whole drama is just been a joke. But we've been so involved. Everybody says you are crazy, no? If you laugh and enjoy. And that is how it's been going on for generations. Be serious. Teach that to your children. Life is serious. Struggle. We have to stop that. I will play you a song, Dodje. Okay? So if you forget my meditation, you can at least play that, and then you will remember us now. A man of wisdom, he always has to be strong enough to stand alone, like a mountain, no matter what people say. They will always judge you. Courage is to be yourself and to laugh.
People say I'm crazy, doing what I'm doing. Well, they give me all kinds of warnings to save me from ruin. Okay. You're kind of strange. Surely you're not happy now. You no longer play the game. People say I'm lazy, dreaming my life away. Well, they give me all kinds of advice. When I tell them that I'm doing fine, watching shadows on the wall. Don't you miss the big time, boy, you're no longer on the ball. I'm just sitting here watching the wheels go round and round. I really love to watch them roll.
I won't stop with playing a song for you. I will read you a silent poem also. I never stop. My whole life of dreaming in the forest. No, at the lake's edge, laughing, laughing madly. Laughing a new laugh. That is how it is. Your whole life, dreaming in the forest. What is the forest? It's the mind, no? So many trees, you don't know where you are, lost. That is the forest of the Sand People. Lost in the forest, forgetting your own joy, forgetting your true face. Now, at the lake's edge, laughing in mad laughter, laughing in new laughter. No, at the lake's edge, there you can see. The lake is no trees, open space. A new dawn of seeing. Then a new laughter will come. Not laughing of others, but laughing of yourself. Beloved Swaha, going back to Holland, I need your help to stand up for the truth. Just stand up for the laughter. I need your help for transforming this cruel joke to a laughing one. That I already did. Somebody, they are making cruel jokes. Because they are just somebody. Nobodies, they are just laughing. Because they have remembered that they are more than the body. Nobody. Remembering that, you have a new laugh. This retreat, I can feel how difficult it is to cry when I'm in pain. Thank you for all that you give. You are the door and I'm standing at the door. Love you so much, Dorje. No, I have pulled you inside now. Even that I do. When you don't know, you are standing by the door. It's like you are at the door. Still, you don't know how to enter. Okay, come on. Problem is to find the door. Beloved Master, I feel so happy to know you. When you are there, everything rises in me. Many things are surfacing, and I go deeper and deeper every time. Here are some of the questions I like to ask you that I might use for an article. After the first satsang, I got the idea that maybe the title could be Zen and the Art of Walking of Ice. That's okay, because you have to be very alert on ice. And that's another name for Zen, being alert. Referring to the first book about Zen in the West, Zen and the Art of Archery, which has inspired hundreds of books titles in the same manner. For example, Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance. It seems Zen can be applied to anything. It can, because Zen means just the totality of life. So it goes with everything. everything you put Zen into becomes better. It's like I say, with love. Many times I said, you put love into anything, it becomes better. It's another word for Zen. And meeting with a modern Zen master in Norway, or something like that. You can call me anything, but I don't see myself as a Zen master, or a master, or even in Norway. But it's all up to you. But that is how these Zen masters are. They don't care. Or maybe another title will come also. I thought we could use Zen Snow Retreat as a frame around these questions. This is, I will answer them because you are here and we can have some fun with it. But for the masses, I'm not for the masses. I see. I'm just too wild for the masses. They don't understand. You start understanding, but look, you are one in tens of thousands. How can you put that out? What is happening here? How can you present that to the masses? It's almost impossible. Yes, you can write, women are from Mars, and no, men are from Mars, and women from Venus, and Deepra, Chopras, and all this. But it's all head. To understand Zen, you have to come back to yourself, and you have to be intimate to the truth. Otherwise, it just feels so far out. The questions. Who were you before became a master, and how did you become one? I was asleep just like you. Just lost asleep like ordinary people are. Doing silly things. What else could I be? Like I talked about Bodhidharma, they say either it's only two groups for the enlightened ones. Either you are asleep or you are awake. Either you are, you know your true nature, your divine nature, or you know only the body. So it's not much difference, but it makes a hell of a difference. And the whole thing, before I became a master, I never seen myself as the master. But nobody will listen to me if I'm just saying I'm just the wild guy. I'm just the free man. So it's just a game I play for you. Look, now you are here. You get help. You are so grateful just because of that. So, okay. It's not like a PhD. How did you become that? I have just had fun. When I look at my life, I just had fun. I've always been adventurous. I always did crazy things. I always went my own way. And I always followed my heart. And that brought me to my master because I was longing for the truth. So, who were you before you became a master and how did you become one? I met my master who woke me up. That's what masters do. But my master also is not the master. It's just the game that the master has to play. If they're not fake masters, then very attached to be a master. Question 2. What does it take to find the truth, to become self-realized as you did? When you become self-realized, you realize that it's always been there. It's just that it's been covered by your identification of the mind, of the ego, of the personality. When you realize that that is false, then you regain your enlightenment. It hasn't been lost as such. You cannot become, because it's part of you. You cannot become it. It is there as a seed. And what it takes to find the truth? Hard to say. But some things always help. To drop the past is a must, because your whole past is your past identity, which is the false, which is what you have been identified with, and that has to go. And you have to start living more and more in the now, to be present, to come back, to be centered, dropping from your head to the heart, speaking the truth, following your own intuition. And slowly, slowly, return to your true nature. It's like self-realization is reclaiming your true nature. But I didn't do anything, because you cannot do it. But it happened. Question 3. What is your most important message? Love. And love. And love. And if you forget that, love. Because love is all there is. And for me, only love heals. So those who want to be transformed, they have to open up to love. They have to melt. So the divine love, which you already have, can again flow in you. Number 4, why on earth did you choose Hedan? This Dharma mountain, a small place in the mountains of Norway, as a center for your activity. It's not a center for my activity for the first, because I have no activity or everywhere activity. And I didn't choose anything, it was happening. But now when we are here, how could we find a better place? It's mind-boggling, and it just happened. And before I was here, in India, they offered me a place, and I was doing many satsangs in Sweden for a few years when I came from India. And people there was offering me big places. We have to have our own place. And I know what I like. so many places all over Norway and Sweden, because I knew I wanted something in nature. In fact, it wasn't so much that I wanted it, but again, these lovers around me say, no, we have to have a nice place. Okay. But remember, that is not for me, it is for you. So it happened. Very easy. They showed it, I looked, I liked, and I said, buy it. That's how easy it was. When you look around, when I looked around, this had my name on it, because this is how I like it. It's like in the Himalayas. Number 5, you say that in Zen, a master is absolutely needed. And in the East, there have been great understanding for having a master or a guru throughout times. Yes, there it is accepted there, in all the traditions. Because how can you learn something if you don't have a master? Even to learn how to play the guitar, you need a master, you need a teacher. What to say about this? But here, in the West, the climate is different. When I talk to people I meet about you, I can feel their resistance and skepticism. Why is there so much resistance in our society to having a master, and what are we missing out on? What you are missing out on is on bliss, on love, on freedom, of regaining your true nature, your divine self. All that is what you miss out on. But the truth is always scary for those who live in lies. It's always been like that. Truth is a fire. Nothing has changed in that way since they crucified Jesus Christ. They didn't understand him. They understand him in their ego ways. He was a danger to the politicians. Because that's the only way they can understand. And in that way, the enlightened one seems just very arrogant, very egoistic. Because Jesus says, come, follow me. Why follow him? Krishna says, drop your religions and come to me. I will liberate you. Drop everything, trust me. All the master says, surrender to me and I will free you. This in the language of the egos, of the ordinary people, it sounds like they are just super egos. It's always been like that. They poisoned Osho. They crucified Jesus. They poisoned Buddha. They killed Rumi's master. That's how it is. Those who live in lies, they can't stand the truth because it challenges them. The masses, they are not thirsty for truth. And that's why they cling to their old religions. Like they say, religion is opium for the people. That's totally true. Because it doesn't do you anything. It's like a tranquilizer. You think it's something spiritual there. But it's nothing, it's empty, because it's dead, it's the past. You have to find the spiritual in you. It's not so easy just to read the scriptures. All the religions are dead. And again, that's why the Sun people are so beautiful. Because what the Master said, that is the Buddha's teaching. Not what Buddha said, even if it comes from the Buddha's tradition. Because they know this, the Master is alive. It's the direct path. They can burn the Buddha statues if they are cold in the night. That's intelligence. If it's cold, you're warm. You are cold now. You need a fire. This is very beautiful way of seeing it. What we are missing out on, what people are missing out on, it's everything. It's life in freedom. Because all the masters is really just messengers of freedom. So they're missing out, and you can look how it is. People are not, they are not adjusted, they are not familiar with the truth. So everything that comes outside the box, they are suspicious about. That you cannot understand before you have gone beyond your own conditioning. And the Master, they don't talk to your head. It's not rational. Maybe it's very paradoxical. You can make sense of it. But the whole thing is to come more back to your heart, to your spirit, to your soul. Then that will listen. But the masses, the society, they live from the mind, from rules, from limitation, resistance, suspicion. So that's what they will miss out on, everything. It's always been like that. Because true religion, that is an individual journey. It's not for the masses. You have to go alone. You have to figure out. You have to explore. You have to experiment. Nobody can do it for you. It's not so easy just to believe. It's knowing. And that knowledge, that true wisdom, only comes from yourself. And when you find that, you don't need any 10th commandments, any rules, any discipline. Everything comes from yourself as a loving person. Being in part, being in tune with the whole, which is love. Question number 6. I have my whole life been led by the outside, society, upbringing, conditioning, and other expectations. How can I be sure that I'm not into a new trap, a new kind of dependency with the Master? Wouldn't it be better to find the truth on my own, not putting my confidence on someone else outside of me? Don't fool yourself. Who has found themselves by themselves? This is just a strategy of the ego again. And the only thing the Master is there for is to find yourself. But for the fearful ego, they cannot see that because it's outside. In the East, like Ramana Maharshi said, God, Guru, Self is the same. No? So, the Guru is somebody who has found God, found himself. Then you found your God Self, the Divine. The Self can be lost. It can be the little self, the ego self. To find your true self, which you have lost, you need a guide. That is what the Guru, the Master is. To find, to help that individual self, back home? How can you find if you are lost your way without somebody who knows the path? You are lost. So from in the East, they know. But it's not part of it, because in the West, they have hardly had any wise people at all. They have great scientists, rich people, famous people, but this is all built up of the ego. This is what is valued: money, power, image. And science have made the world so much better in one way, but if it had been used from a side of wisdom, from love, from consciousness, then it would be tremendous what we could do. It's unlimited. Instead of making atomic bombs, you could make solar power, which still the oil company is resisting because of the money. Still we go on polluting the planet. Is that intelligence? We have everything. We have really space technology now, but they don't want to really do it because they're still earning money. Money. Money is God. Of course these people are suspicious for the truth. But the truth is rising in so many ways because the world is becoming smaller and smaller. People are speaking up. How can I be sure? You can never be sure. You have to explore. But it's just the first layer of fear of the mind. And then that is gone and something else takes over. And then it's just thank you, thank you, thank you all the time. I want to move there. I want to be there. Then there's a tsunami of consciousness, of love, of relief, of joy is coming forth. But if you are not in touch at all with your joy, with the joy of living, with awareness, with love, with silence, with consciousness, then of course you will be very suspicious. The ego is protecting itself. And that's how one becomes stagnant. Stagnant and dead. Wouldn't it be better to find the truth on my own? This all egoist is saying that. You don't know yourself. And in the West, the only, one of the few wise people they had, they crucified him. In the East, there's thousands of mystics, of masters, of gurus. They would never do that. That is more accepted. Here, the West has missed out on a lot. But we should combine that religiousness, the spirituality, and the science. Using the science with wisdom, with love. That would be fantastic, but it hasn't happened yet. In England, maybe 10 million people on antidepressants. In Scandinavia, it's gone up 40% in the last 5-6 years. Even teenagers, even children, is unheard of. How come? What is happening? Because everything looks so empty. Everything is just falsity. False this, image, clothes, lipstick, Botox. That's all what is left. It's totally amazing when you see, and people are starting to see, but the masses is still in the dream, and then it's so empty, and they have nothing else. So let's take antidepressives. It's never been like that in the whole history of humankind. And the doctors are feeding it because they get more money. The pharmaceutical company is advertising, just like Coca-Cola, just take this and you feel so much better. And these same people, they ask, wouldn't it be better to find the truth on my own? Yeah, you can do that with your Prozac. With your antidepressants. See how easy it is. You have to work hard. You have to become real. You have to go through fire. Nobody is talking about that. People cannot be alone in silence. They always have to have some noise around. Even when they are alone. No, the whole new generation, they have to have big headsets on. Best would be Beats, Dr. Dre. Then you are cool. From first thing in the morning to the last thing in the evening, you cannot take that off because maybe silence. And then, of course, when you take it off, the mind will go. It's they have problems sleeping. Okay, then take some sleeping pills. And nobody says anything. Everything is normal because everybody is doing it. And these are the people who are suspicious to meditations, to the masters. The society that is making war, creating, if there is no war, they create wars. It doesn't take so much intelligence to see how things are. So, of course, good. If anybody can do it by themselves, very good. But that's not so easy. The master is there to show you the path back home, where you don't need any antidepressive or sleeping pill or anything, because you are so full of life that life becomes a joy. That wouldn't be good business for the pharmaceutical companies. Question 7. You say that this world has lost all its sense of the sacred for peace, love, and beauty, and it has almost become barbaric, that everyone is living like sleepwalkers, robots. How is it possible to find peace and awareness and still be in this barbaric world, leaving the old, but not escaping from the world? Is nothing wrong with this world? What is something wrong with is the unawareness, is the sleepiness, is the greed, is the wrong use of money and power. That is what something is wrong with. The human beings behaving like they do. In the name of religion, killing each other, blowing themselves up, having their laser-guided missiles. They can just like in a video game, they can wipe out anybody, anywhere. That is barbaric on the highest level. Educated barbarians. It's quite amazing how this world has become. And all the wise people always said, be aware of greed, of power. No, money is God. You you cannot change the world, but you can change yourself. And that is the whole part, because when you change, then the whole world is changed. And only then can you have a clear vision. Then you can choose also where you want to be, what you want to do. You have the courage, the intelligence is freed. You are not the slave of the society that you have to work here or live there or do that. No. You trust your own intelligence, your own capacity, and you follow that. That takes courage. It doesn't take courage to be a sheep. It takes courage to be a lion. Number 8, my favorite Zen story is the goose is out. Could you say something about it? The goose is out is a very famous Zen story. And I can say something about it. The goose is out. And that is the Zen koan, because there's never been any goose, there's never been any ego. Wake up, then you are free. How to get the goose? They say they put the goose, little goose baby, inside the bottle, then the goose is growing. How to get it out of the bottle without breaking it? That is the koan, like the sound of one hand clapping. The mind cannot figure it out, it's impossible. And that is what how it's made, that your mind burns up. And then something else, your clarity, your true seeing takes over. And you realize that there is no clapping. Why? There's no sound. There's only the universal sound, Aum. Or there's never been any goosling. This is just the body. That's the good news. You don't need to break the bottle and you don't need to save that goose. You're already free. You don't need to do anything. That is Zen. These rascals. And what is your favorite Zen story? I have many favorite Zen stories because it's so vast. But one of my favorite that comes up must be sitting silently, doing nothing. Spring comes and the grass grows by itself. Sitting silently. Just relax. Sit silently, relax, go in. And when you go in to your being, to that silent, sacred spot, everything becomes still. Acceptance, understanding takes over. Sitting silently, doing nothing. There's nothing to do. You just relax in there, in the cave of the heart, in the bottom of your being. Find that spot, sitting silently, doing nothing. Spring comes. Everything is happening beautiful. We can just sit there in the snow, just like this, and it wouldn't be any problem in the state of consciousness you are now. In a few months the spring will come. Who is doing it? Everything is happening. Relax. Be in the flow. That is the message. That is what the masters again and again is trying to get you to accept. There's nothing to do. Just relax. Find that place, sit silently. Everything is happening beautiful. Spring will come. You can't push it. is bigger than you. Fall in tune. Enjoy it. Enjoy the cold. Enjoy the spring. And the grass grows by itself. The grass grows by itself. You don't need to pull it up. And that's what humans is trying, all this doing, doing, doing. The grass doesn't grow fast enough. Relax, everything is so beautiful. And you become so silent that you can almost hear the grass growing. That is Zen. That is your true essence. Question 9. How many disciples do you have by now? I have no idea. 500, 1,000, I have no idea. And who is a disciple and who is a lover and who is a rascal? I don't know. Question 10. At what point should one let go of the master? First, come close to the master. This is again how the ego asks. They have read something. Let go of the master. You have no idea. Come close. And when you come close, then what do they say? Thank you, thank you. I want to be here forever. Then a different dimension of you is coming forth that people ordinary is not in touch with. Then you want to, when can you leave your parents? They will always be there. You came through the parents. If you come back, you will never. How can you leave the master, because he brought you into what you are? And realizing your true nature, which is enlightenment, you realize there is no difference between you and the master. It's only in enlightenment, it's only consciousness, it's only love. How can there be any separation in love? That's why love is so sweet. All distance disappear. You can leave everything. Only those who have never felt that, they cling to the little things. If that taste is reignited, you become again free, wild. First come close, and you can only come in close by dropping all the armor, resistance, fear, depressions, guilt, all that thing that is not easy to be a disciple. Because you have to clean up your own house. That is the whole work of a disciple, of a seeker, to clean oneself so you can be available, so you can be worthy of the divine grace. Good luck with the article. You understand, but how can they understand, no? You have to be an insider. Now I can talk. I'm very happy because I can talk straight to you. You start understanding and seeing. You cannot give understanding to somebody who hasn't the capacity. You have to come to that understanding yourself. Thank you.
wild flower in a wild wind, wild voice singing deep within, wild night when your dreams come true, it's happening to me and you. Wild river rolling to the restless sea, what is meant to be will be. It's a wild life, no matter what we do, and it's happening to me. Far gone to take it easy. Feel the grass beneath my feet as it grows. Feel the wind in my hair as it blows. I got the courage to be wrong.
I wanna say it one more time, I wanna say it loud and clear, but it's gone, but he's still here. I see him in the morning sun, I see him in the rising moon, in the fragrance of a rose in full bloom. Oh, He is totally wild and absolutely free. He is totally wild and absolutely free. Before I tell my story, before I sing my song, better you know where I'm coming from. I'm coming from the world of Osho. It's a meeting place of friends. I'm coming where the heartbeat never ends. That's the way he said it would be. We are totally wild, absolutely free. We are totally wild, absolutely. Flesh and blood, it's beyond the body and mind. Take a look inside and I find. That's the way he said it would be. Totally wild and absolutely free. He is totally wild and absolutely free. You are totally wild and absolutely free. We are totally wild and absolutely free. I am totally wild and absolutely free.
So, Lena, you have written more, and I can see it's very good for you to be here because it goes quick. You've been waiting for this. Don't hold yourself back now. Just dive in. Be absorbed in it. Beloved Master of the Way, today I feel so precious. And I was thinking that before I met you, I was such a gray little mother, driving a rusty gray Renault 5 from 1992. And out of my dirty windows, I could see only red lights and traffic jam and angry drivers. Kids were whining in the back seat, and all I could think of was, pub my husband, where at? And if there were enough money and what to make for dinner. No, I'm driving a red 2015 Alfin Romeo. I have pearls around my neck and diamonds in my hair. And out of the window, there is a spectacular mountain view. And the back seat is full of Italian lovers. That's it, babe. And I don't worry about the speed limits. If I'm hungry, I know there are plenty of places on this road where they serve delicious food and the best wine in this area. I have no idea where I'm going, but I have never felt so good. Far out, babe. Thank you. Thank you for the pearls. I will take good care of them, beloved. Yours, Queen Lena. Good. You see, if I had thrown pearls to swine, they would eat them. At least you wear them. That's great. But also, first, I always remind you, change the negative, the gray, the dull, into the positive, the fun, to the celebration. No, that has happened now. But don't stop there. Because the backseat full of Italian lovers, how much fun can that be? For how long? So I know it's very fun in the transition coming from a gray housewife. But think when you have Buddhas in the backseat. Then you can drive for a long time. You will never stop, only for fill gas. So I always will remind you, go on. Beloved Master, I just wanted to share with you that I feel I come more and more in tune with this beautiful place and with you. Yeah, because you are coming in tune with yourself. That is what's happening here. How can you be in tune with me if you are not in tune with yourself? Or trying to be in tune with your husband at the pub. Or those Italians for that matter. I get more and more in tune with this place and with you, with the people living here, the house, the nature, the valley. I want to contribute and to take care of it. It is such a yes climate. Everyone is saying yes. And when Nandika and Anurati ask me to do something, I say yes. Yes to everything. Also when I don't know what I'm going to do. I love them and I love myself here. I love working in the kitchen with the hands, not my head, doing simple things. I love when Rai tells me what to do and I always get to do the signs new every time in the way I want. I love that. I love the aloneness I have felt these days and have it had been so beautiful and sacred. And the togetherness in the silence. In the working, eating. This autumn I have felt the need and the longing to be alone, to rest and to be quiet. I have felt very sensitive and easily disturbed by people and surroundings, much more than before. This is almost always bound to happen when you go deeper, because now you start connecting with something beautiful in you. Then you don't need all that in the outside. That's why the meditators and the masters always have gone away, enjoying the solitude, the nature, the quietness. Because their inner nature becomes so beautiful that they don't need anything. In fact, it's a drag to go back to the world. It's just the opposite. In the beginning is terrible, the silence. When everything has shifted, then the noise is terrible. The silence is beautiful. I really don't know how to be in the world, but I know it helps if I can be deeply rooted in myself every day, like I feel I'm touching now. Yes, you are touching, and it's great it's coming up that you need it more and you have to go in. And this longing, because that is the way you get centered in it, used to it. And it will take time, because we have been away a long time, restless. So become centered in that, that's the whole art of meditation. And when you go become centered in that silence, enjoying your own company, then wherever you go is fine. And we are fragile beings. And it's good that you start accepting that. Only when you are very, very insensitive can you function like a robot in the marketplace. I have taken many steps in my life to take care of this space. My daily life now is very different than before. But still, the doer and the achiever and sufferer comes in, and then I'm disturbed again and again. You have shown me that it's possible to go beyond all this, and for that I'm eternally grateful. What has come to me in meditation now is that I want to stand up more for you. I have tended to be quiet about you, but I feel ready to share more openly now. When you stand up for me, you stand up for you. You stand up for the truth. You stand up for the real. And that's how you get integrated, you get strong in it. And everybody should be strong in the truth, strong in spirit. Unshakable you should be in the real. Then the only way is to speak the real, to be the real. Thank you so much, and please use me for whatever purpose. Yes, Lena. Yes, good. I like it when people are straight. Beloved, in this sharing I heard myself saying, the search is done. What I was looking and searching for during so many lifetimes is found. Being so amazed that it came out of my own mouth. Crying, not crying, but tears falling down my cheeks. So protected, so safe, in this bedding of your Sangha. And I realized that now is the beginning. To help myself, to get accustomed to this all, what to call it, to be open to this newborn me which has always been there, to trust this true self, this treasure, this gift, this being your disciple. Thank you for all we got here. And in this retreat, thank you and the Sangha, the kitchen crew, for all the surroundings and nourishing this journey back home. Going to Holland this time is not leaving home anymore. It is in our blood and every cell, and I'm sure it will radiate wherever we will be. Thank you so much. In deep gratitude, Namaste, Premadhu. beloved Babaji, beloved Master, beloved you, me, beloved, beloved. I think you told me that you were very touched from Mitpanam Primal. They were singing this Man of the Mountain. Know you are here with the Man of the Mountain. And then I got reminded of a story in Zen. They say, if you wish to know the road up the mountain, you must ask the man who goes back and forth on it. That is the way. Otherwise, it's impossible. It's so many paths. You can use forever to find your way to the top. You have to know a guide. And they say, if that person doesn't know, he just talks about the way, he is of no help. And if that person is only staying there on the top, he doesn't want to speak because it's so nice on the top, like some people do, then he is also of no help. It has to be somebody who has reached the top, come down again, gone up again, and on top of that, he is willing to share the path. Then he can be very helpful. He knows how it is to be on the top, and he knows how it is to be here. And he can speak your language. That is the Man of the Mountain.
Just to live in your
No. Where is this guy at?
A man of the mountains is here. He's a man among men.
How's I?
A man of the truth has appeared and is with us again. From the spring of life comes a ray of light. One more light in the world. From the spring of life comes a ray of light. Can you see?
Ooh.
May everyone follow the heart and the true insights. Stand up for the truth. Go new ways now. Be courageous. Be happy. Speak the truth. Take care of your silence. Take better care of yourself. And be careful when you go down to the lowland, where all the, I don't know what to call them, but you know what. Chala. See you soon. Thank you.